everyone, we have Kevin here with Dragon Slumber to talk about his game Astral Traveler. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey there. Peace in, everyone.
Great to have you here today. I want to ask some questions about your background in the gaming industry. What made you decide to head into the indie gaming field?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm a 35-year-old programmer. I have a degree in programming. I've had one for 15 years. And I chose to become a programmer because I've always wanted to make games. That's why I went to college. Didn't quite turn out that way. I did a lot of web stuff over the years, worked at a few companies. I did have a small stint as a Flash programmer back in the mid-2000s, back when Flash was very popular. But overall, my career didn't exactly lead me towards my passion, which was making games. So a few years ago, back in 2012, I decided to just go ahead, start working on my own game, my first game, which was Aerolite Core. It's a Japanese-style RPG that I basically developed entirely myself. I did the programming, the design, the production, all of it, all on my side. I did hire some artists to work on the visual aspects of it. And that game launched earlier this year in February. And it kind of led me into my second game, which is Astral Traveler, a racing game, kind of a mix between a running an Endless Runner and a racing game, F-Zero meets Tempest 2000, basically.
Wow. Well, tell me about your experience developing Astral Traveler.
Astral Traveler was really interesting for me. Like I mentioned, it is the second game that I developed as Dragon Slumber, which is the name of my company. And It's basically the entire opposite of my first project. My first project, I did most of it alone. It was a 2D retro Japanese RPG. I made the engine for it. I did a lot of stuff on my own for it. And I had a full-time job sustaining me. For Astral Traveler, it was the opposite. This is a 3D racing game. We did it in Unity, and I worked with Boroginel, who is a Turkish developer for Brainoid, and we worked together on this project. He did most of the programming. He did a lot of the internals of the engine, where I was more in charge of the design aspects, the production. We did hire an artist, so I was managing that as well. So very, very different experiences as far as those two projects go.
Yeah, sounds like it. What's some of the feedback you're receiving about the game since it's launched?
Everyone is pretty much unanimous. It is a hard game. Astral Traveler is a very, very challenging game. It basically takes a racing game like F-Zero, so you're cruising along in pipes, external pipes, internal pipes. There's some platforming, so you gotta leap over holes, you gotta shoot enemies. There's these blue orbs all along the tracks, which you have to have to time a button press to get a burst of speed through them. So it's a lot of stuff to take in for the players, but it's also a very rewarding game, and players end up replaying the same levels over and over again as they try to get the top scores on the leaderboards. We're kind of in a generation with a lot of hard games. I think a lot of gamers really are seeking hard games right now. You have Dark Souls, Bloodborne, you have Cuphead, which just came out, and Astral Traveler is kind of in the same vein of providing a challenge, but also being really rewarding when you finally overcome the challenge.
Nice. Sounds like a lot of fun. What was your main inspiration to develop a game like Astral Traveler and the art style in mind and all?
When I was done with Aerolite Core took me 4.5 years to make. It was a really long project. It required a lot of art, because it was a story-driven game. And I kind of wanted to get away from that and do something entirely different. I've always been a fan of F-Zero. I wanted something that was very fast. I wanted something in 3D because I figured you can do a lot more in 3D because you have more control over the lighting. You can use textures and bump mapping to kind of improve the visual quality of it. On that note, like, a lot of the visual style for Astral Traveler is thanks to my partner Bora. He's really the guy who dove down into it and, okay, we'll apply this filter, we're going to use these types of textures, and he would basically provide me with those basic styles and those basic themes and whatnot that I would then reuse in the levels that we created. I think he did an amazing job, and a lot of the style really came down to him on the art, on the side of art. As far as gameplay goes, I just wanted to, you know, a Japanese RPG is a pretty slow game. Japanese RPGs are more slow and methodical. They're more story-driven. And I wanted the opposite. I wanted something fast, something that you just dive into immediately, and you have this rush, and you get really excited. Like, both are immersive in their own ways. I just wanted something entirely different for my second project.
Nice. A lot of games are inspired from the retro era nowadays. They're sprouting up left and right. Do you think this is a trend, or you think that you'll see these types of games increasing in popularity in the coming months and years?
I actually think, yes, I think it is a trend. But I also think that the era of the return of retro gaming is kind of coming to an end. I think there have been a lot of retro games along the years, a lot of really good retro-styled games that came up. But I also think that because those aren't as novel as they were a few years ago, it's a lot more difficult for them to stand out in today's market. And just to give an example, you know, Our Light Core was released, is a Japanese-style RPG. It was released about 2 years after Undertale. Undertale kind of, you know, it is a little retro-styled, but it's also very unique in its presentation, and I think that's what made people gravitate towards that game. You have games like Shovel Knight as well, which is awesome, but the level of quality of Shovel Knight, the level of polish, is on a whole other level. And I think maybe above anything else, that's really what people are looking for. People are looking for that high level of polish for games. Because there are so many games coming out as it is. There's like 100, there are 200 games coming out on Steam every week. So with that high of a level, I think it's less about what is the style, retro or anything else. It's more of how polished it is. Is it, how different is it from all of the other games that are coming out? And the games that stand out are the ones who have a better chance and interest players a little more, I think.
True. Do you plan to create more games similar to Astral Traveler, or will there be a sequel?
So my next game will not be a sequel to Astral Traveler. I'm always on the lookout for what, you know, if people are interested in a sequel to Astral Traveler, we will definitely consider it. A lot of it, of course, relies on sales. I am now since January of this year, I'm now a full-time indie developer, which means that I really need to make sure that my games sell. I rely on those to pay rent and to buy food. So if the demand is there for Astral Traveler and there are opportunities, I would love to go back there and add a lot of features. There are some elements that we ended up cutting. We couldn't quite integrate it into this the model that we ended up going for. But I think there is a lot more. There is some expanding that we could be we could do in this game. So, you know, buy the game and let me know if you want to see more of it.
Sounds good. Where can fans purchase or back your game now?
So, both Arrowlight Core and Astral Traveler are available on Steam. I guess the easiest way is to go to dragonslumber.com, and there's a link to all of my games on dragonslumber.com, except for my new project. I think I didn't upload that yet, but it's coming soon. I'm really excited about this new one as well. But yeah, at dragonslumber.com, and every game I make has its own page as well, arrowlightcore.com and astraltravelergame.com. So you guys can go check it out to buy those.
Any other exciting news or updates you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I feel like I keep teasing it, but I do have a new project in the works, which has already begun. I do all of my development on Twitch. I stream my development, so it's not really a secret at this point. It is a game based on tech support, and you basically have people contacting you with problems, and you gotta figure out what their problems are, and you gotta deal with customer personalities, and sometimes you get a little overwhelmed because a lot of people are asking for help. It's all done in a Windows-style environment, so it's a really I think it's really cool. It's only been a week in development thus far, but I'm having a lot of fun with it, and I'm really hoping that people will enjoy it too. From the little feedback that I've got thus far, it's still pretty early. People are really enjoying what they're seeing, so it's got me really excited.
Sounds really unique, and you know, just on the topic alone, I'm not sure exactly how these games I'm going to mention compare to yours, but you know, you have a popularity of games like Kingsway or like the VR game Job Simulator. These are both very different games, but as far as like mimicking, you know, like real life scenarios, I think seems to be something that people really enjoy. So, you know, sounds like you may have a hit upcoming on your hands.
I'm really hoping so. It's interesting that you named Kingsway, because that was amongst the games that I looked at for this one. That and Papers, Please. So, yeah. I'm hoping people enjoy it. It's very... I wanted to... Just like my previous two games, I wanted to make something entirely different, and I think I'm going to succeed with that.
Yes, yes. High hopes for you on that. And, yeah, if you have any more updates upgoing, please contact us back, and we'll get you back on the show. And I really appreciate you stopping by and joining us today.
Sure, I appreciate it. And to everyone out there listening, if you want to follow all of the progress that I'm making on this game and others, I have a Facebook. You can find me at Dragon Slumber Games. That's games with an S. I'm on Twitter, dragon_slumber. And as I mentioned, I do game dev streaming basically every day of the week. So you can find me on twitch.tv/dragonslumber. Of course, all of those links are available also on dragonslumber.com.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, thank you for your time.